I'd like to finish up that story where we're talking about the trampy names, if you will. In England, the top 10 skanky names, you know that you're going to have a one-night stand. You just believe that if this girl has this name, you're going to have great casual one-night action.
Nikki.
Top 10 was starting 10. Tanya was number 10. Debbie was number 9. Becky, number 8. Steph. Not Stephanie, but just Steph.
I know a Steph.
As opposed to Steph infection.
I had one of those.
Got a Steph infection. Of course, then next was Michelle.
What?
How about Michelle? This is in England, you know, where, you know, there are different, you know, sensibilities a bit and different names most of the time, I think, for English people. So
I think you get a little jaded, though, when they strike your family. You know what I mean? When you have a member of your family that you know isn't a skank, then, you know, it makes it tough.
Well, this is interesting because it is over there in England. And these are, like you said, the names we're saying are regular American names that we don't associate. How about Lisa? I wouldn't expect Lisa to be a skanky name. That's on their list.
Yeah, wow.
Number 3 is Carly.
Oh, God.
All right. Number 2, double R, you already said it, Nikki.
Oh, it is on the list.
Oh, yeah, it's on the list.
Now, is it Nikki with the C or Nikki with the 2 Ks?
They only have it N-I-C-K-Y here.
Oh.
But I got it.
That one's fine. I think it's the 2 Ks where you just think slut, slut, slut.
Well, all I think of is Nikki 6.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I mean? And, of course, if anybody named their kid and spelled it the Nikki 6 way,
like Nikki Hilton.
Yes.
She's a whore.
The number one name, now this is really surprising. I don't think anybody would have picked this name. Though I did see it on the list of callers, so I want to give that one caller props. I forget his name, but he did have it on the list.
Beatrice.
Beatrice. The number one name of a skanky woman's name, Kelly.
Wow.
And, you know, it's interesting, if you're a watcher of the program The Office, the chick that was going after Ryan, and she's just a high-maintenance nut job, and she's also Eastern Indian, which is really great, because, you know, you never think of an Eastern Indian chick with a name Kelly, because it's just so American. And, so Kelly is the skankiest name in England.
Hmm.
Like, you, if a bloke hears the name Kelly, you know, he's like, hello.
How about that?
I'm going to have some one-off action with that.
Yeah, that I think that's legit.
Now, very quickly, it's funny. What name, you know, you look for in skank, when they talked about, like, men's names, you thought, okay, well, you knew you'd be able to get action with a man, but I guess because pretty much anybody with a name who's a man, you can have action with for one night, so it doesn't matter what the name is. They decided to say, what name do you think makes you feel a guy is sketchy? You know, somebody who can't be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
And the number 10 name, Dave. Oh, hello, everybody.
Oh,
what the hell is that?
Sergeant Hair Club.
Oh, that's great. Well, yeah. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't
it? Sketchball.
Yeah. Number, how about, Steve, how about this? Are you ready for this? Number 9 was Andy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Are you ready for this? Number 8 was Steve.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
That whole morning show, I knew it was sketchy, Steve.
Great.
Yeah.
And,
I'm not sketchy. I'm Italian.
Boy, there's a joke right there. Yeah. Number 7, Kevin.
Okay.
Or actually, it's number 8, Kevin. Number 7 is Gary. Number 6 is Paul. All right, am I doing this right? 10, 9, 8, 7. 6 is Gary. Number 5 is Paul.
Mr. Anderson.
Number 4 is Dorothy. Yeah, you're right, Darren. You're right.
Hold on. Mr. Anderson.
Oh, and that's you had a Gary in there.
Yeah, but you
not
know.
Not to point fingers.
We know one Gary that's not sketchy.
That's right. He's not the sketchy fairy.
Wow.
Imagine if you were a sketchy fairy. How about that? How would that be?
Yeah.
I don't know. As I said, number 4 is Darren. Number 3 is Jason. Probably because of all that Friday, Friday the 13th action. How about this? By the way, if you work on the men's room, with the men's room, or like the men's room, the number 2 sketchy name, Ben. If I were Miles and Thrill and Ted, I'd watch my back because I'm sure you're even doubly sketchy when you have, in parentheses, the psycho Muppet.
Yeah.
I better watch out for that.